a negotiation expert's advice on how to save the Colorado River.
I don't need to win the argument. What we need to do is find the solution.
On Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z Water Dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.
Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS in Pasadena for a morning of multilingual readings, interactive performances, and lots of kid fun. It's Super Fun Saturday on June 1st. Get your tickets at las.com/events.
LAS Studios.
On Inheriting, a new podcast about Asian American and Pacific Islander families, we explore how a single event can ripple through generations. Like Japanese American incarceration, or the Third World Liberation Front, or World War II in the Pacific Islands. I'm your host, Emily Kwong, and I've been waiting my whole life to make this show. Because I want to understand Asian American and Pacific Islander presence in history. But to do that, we have to talk about how history feels to us and shapes our families today.
After the Americans came in, like, they ruined the land, like, they bought out all our land, they tore everything down. I didn't hear that story until I was older.
The judge decided to make my uncle an example, and he put him in federal prison for 2 years.
You can't be born into such an unsafe situation as a baby without it having some effect on the trajectory of the rest of your life.
These are the personal stories that aren't taught in school, stories from within our own families. But sometimes it can be hard to get our loved ones to talk about what they've been through.
Like, I would always ask her, Mom, didn't you think that was really hard? Like, wasn't that bad? Like, what did you feel?
Carol's mom was at the family's gas station during the 1992 Los Angeles uprising.
41 Korean businesses in South Central have been torched, dozens looted.
I'm seeing this on TV. I don't know what's going to happen.
Rescue 27 and Rescue 21 are going with a strike.
Crowd knocked over a toll booth at the entrance to the parking lot, smashed it, danced on it. And burned it.
At some point, I'm going, you know what? I think it's time for Mom to come home.
But over the years, her mom never wanted to talk about it.
Like, I wanted to know her more, her story.
And her story isn't just like what happened to her.
Exactly.
It's how she felt.
It's how she dealt with it.
It's like the emotional genealogy.
Exactly.
You had the factual timeline.
Yes.
But you were completely missing the emotional context.
Exactly.
On this show, we build space for conversations between parents and children, spouses and siblings and grandparents about how their most personal, private moments have been part of history. These are conversations they've never had before. We dig deep with families across the Asian American and Pacific Islander diaspora, from Cambodia, the Philippines, Pakistan, Guam, and more. Each episode, you'll meet a family at a crossroads, transforming their understanding of the past so they can move forward together.
Did you ever realize when you were a child that you became an orphan?
Camp was such a hard time for everybody. How do you think you got through it?
So what do you think my generation needs to do in order to pass on, like, Chamorro culture and heritage?
From LAS Studios and the NPR Network, this is Inheriting, where the past is personal. Coming May 2024, wherever you get your podcasts.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
On Inheriting, Carol Parks' family lived through the 1992 LA uprising. She wondered if their gas station in Compton, California, would stay standing. But her mom refused to talk about what happened.
She said, leave me alone. I don't want to talk about that.
But years later, Carol confronts her past and turns to her mom for answers.
So it was the first time she said that she was that scared.
Listen to Inheriting from LAS Studios and the NPR Network, wherever you get your podcasts.